Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Hi, currently Daniel is involved with helping Nicole with her pregnancy. Do you see the two of them being a couple, or is he just her doctor?
I think if I'm her doctor, she's in trouble. That's all I can tell you. No, I don't know where it goes. I really don't. But I swear to you, what I have discovered, if I'm involved with you, whether I'm your doctor or a friend and you're female, my guess is something's going to cause trouble. There will be something, yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now Daniel's an OBGYN.
Yeah, you know, I've made it very clear. I've had this conversation even today about writing. You know what? I think out of necessity for Nicole, because she's not doing it in the conventional way. She's trying to hide or whatever, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What's appearing or whatever. But, you know, this is like, wait a minute. We're not doing this by the book, man. What's going on here? So I don't think he's her gyno at all. I do think he's making sure she's a healthy mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There is a distinction, and he's not her gyno. He is someone who's making sure her health stays intact for her and her child. But yeah, I don't think he's actually doing them. No.
That's good. Nicole, do you see the two of them maybe getting together? As far as they seem to be kind of opposite. Nicole's a bad girl in a way, and Daniel doesn't seem to really like that type. He seems to like girls with a little bit better morals, I guess you could say. Could you see?
He strives for that. Doesn't always work out that way, but yeah, he strives. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Do you think Daniel would accept Nicole and all of her faults and all the predicaments she gets herself in?
Daniel lives in a glass house, so I don't think he'd be one to judge. Absolutely. I think he completely gets the Nicole character. They both have been down a rough, rocky road, bound with scars, and they're both surviving. They're both still standing. And so it's quite honest. I mean, regardless of her history, I do think there's a manipulative quality about her that he is really well aware of, because he was on the tail end of that with one of her best friends, Chloe.
Right.
So that still lingers in the air, that he knows her, man. Like, she lived in my apartment when my wife was pregnant or whatever. And she might have been pregnant, I'm not even sure. But so they're well aware of each other's personal history and personal faults in their so they are able to share the lowest common denominator and as a result understand each other. So I don't think he's passing judgment on Nicole.
Oh, that's good. Back then, you mentioned when Nicole was living with them, were they testing a triangle with the three of them, or with you guys, the chemistry with Nicole, or was that just, she's just staying over?
I don't know. It's funny because people throw into a lot of people, the audience or whatever, were like, oh, how come there's three of them there? And, you know, like, they're always wondering how they could be romantically linked.
Mm-hmm.
And will they be romantically linked? And it comes with a price, man. The minute I sit on the couch with Nicole, who's reading a baby book, and if I sit beyond that 50-yard line, we're going to, oh my God, they must be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I needed help to, you know, look at a book with her, because I was having a baby at the time. So I don't know if they explored it. No one had mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They could be thinking about a menage a trois at the time. I really don't. Right? You know, everything else has happened at Daniel's apartment. Why not that?
Yes, that'd be a first for days, yeah.
It'd be a first for any show. But, yeah.
Jen, Daniel, are they finally over?
I don't know completely, but what I do know is that Jennifer is going to, because she's such a wonderful character to this show, believes in family. She is going to fight for her family, and it's a wonderful quality, and I do think she's going to try and pursue that. What ends up happening with Daniel and Jennifer, I don't know. Beyond that, I respect her decision, and I think that's the way that it was a very mature romance. He respected that in her and was quite willing to challenge family and said, look, if you want a new chapter, I'm here. If you want to stay with your family, I really do wish you the best. And at the moment, she's choosing family, and we'll see where it goes.
My friend Marianne saw you on Star Search.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yes. That's the second Star Search question. I cannot believe that. Yes.
Yeah. Did Stir Search help you out with your career? Did it open any doors for you?
No, it didn't. It was a really cool experience. It was one of those, you know, I try not to make too much of an idiot out of myself kind of thing. It was a spokesperson. It was the first year they were doing a spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the equivalent of hosting, say, for example, a reality show?
Right.
You know, and it was, you know, if they had as many reality shows, it would have been the perfect breeding ground for that kind of thing. Been the American Idol of hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no, I did not. It didn't do anything for me. Maybe embarrassed me and humbled me a little bit, but that's it.
Oh, we'll have to find that on YouTube. Is that on YouTube anywhere?
No.
Oh, okay.
I really don't know. I honestly don't. I'm sure there's a YouTube for everything. I'm sure you could see me having sex on YouTube. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I don't know. You could see it. See me having sex on YouTube. But I don't know what's on you. I don't. I'm sure there's. You could find almost anything. I think someone's probably cataloged it. It's like that microfilm. You remember microfilm when you had to do your papers?
Mm-hmm.
Probably much older than you, but it was one of those. You know, like you have to go in the microfilm, and you probably could find anything. It's probably like that.
Sorry to interrupt, Terry, but we do need to wrap it up.
Okay, your friends miss you on Twitter.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carrie. Bye.
Bye.